This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Once the actual intimacy has taken place, we must understand that both husband and wife need to be affectionate towards each other. Most women are turned off by their partners when the husband decides to turn on the other side and fall off to sleep after sex. This leaves the wife unsatisfied, resentful, and she feels like she's been used. Foreplay is important, actual play is important, but after play is also more important for a woman than a man. She has shared the most intimate relationship with you. And the minute you just decide to turn after sex and you sleep, you are indirectly communicating to her, my needs are fulfilled, I don't care about you, I'm going to sleep. Studies show that couples who engage in affectionate exchanges after play are more happier with their sexual lives and with their general relationship. It makes a woman feel acknowledged. It makes a woman feel appreciated. When you cuddle with her after sex, you're telling her, I'm not just in it for intimacy, I'm not just in it for my needs. So when a wife lays in your arm, and when you're fondling with her hair, or when you are cuddling her, you are telling her that I love you for who you are and not just for that need. But the minute you reject that need of hers, the minute you turn around and you fall off to sleep, you're telling her that I'm only in there for my sexual gratification, I'm not in there for your need. That is why it's extremely important that couples spend 2 to 3 minutes after play in being affectionate towards each other. It's all about emotional security. And remember, if your wife is emotionally secure, she will be more than happy to engage with you in sexual activities. The husband is innocent, he's tired, he falls off to sleep. But to women, it comes across differently. Just keep that in mind. Number two is cleanliness and purification. Once the intimacy has culminated, it's advised that we keep a piece of cloth and we utilize that piece of cloth to clean ourselves. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to advise women, and this is recorded in Al-Mughni, that she used to say, an astute woman, an intelligent woman will keep a piece of cloth for her husband, that when the intimacy ends, she presents the cloth to him for him to purify himself and for her also to purify herself. Urinating. It's highly advisable that both husband and wife urinate after having relations. This cleans out the system. Whatever fluid is remaining behind will come out through the passing of urination. Moving on very quickly, janaba and ghusl. Janaba means you are in a state where you require a compulsory ghusl. You get into the state of janaba through one of two ways, a wet dream or intercourse. So once you're in that state, then ghusl becomes compulsory. When does ghusl becomes compulsory? If husband and wife are cohabitating, then just by mere penetration, ghusl becomes compulsory. إِذَا التَقَى الْخِتَانَانِ وَتَوَارَتِ الْحَشْفَةِ فَقَدْ وَجَبَتِ الْغُسْلِ. The minute the husband enters the wife, ghusl becomes compulsory on both of them, whether there's an emission of sperm or not. That's important to understand. Secondly, can a person sleep and delay ghusl? A sahabi came to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and he asked, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يغتسل في أول الليل أو في آخره. Oh Aisha, tell me, did the Prophet of Allah after having relations make ghusl immediately or afterwards? So she said, ربما يغتسل في أول الليل وربما يغتسل في آخره. She said, the Prophet of Allah many times would make ghusl immediately and many times he would delay it also. So the man said, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ja'ala fil amri wus'atan. All praises are due to Allah who has made life so easy for us. He has given us both of the options. We can either make it immediately or afterwards. However, if you are going to delay ghusl, then it's highly encouraged that you wash your private parts and then retire to bed. Can a person eat or drink after having relations? Here again, there's a wudu for relations. The wudu is basically washing your private parts and washing the hands and the mouth before consuming anything. So you can eat before having ghusl. Is ghusl required for successive sessions? No. In one night, if a husband wants to engage in several sessions, it is permissible and it is allowed even if he has not made ghusl after the first encounter. If after performing ghusl, a person sees an emission of sperm, he has already made ghusl, and after performing ghusl, he sees something coming out, will ghusl be repeated? No. This will not be required in both cases for the husband and the wife. Forbidden acts in janabah. When you're in a state of impurity, you cannot read Quran or touch it. You cannot read salah. And lastly, you cannot enter the masjid. We end off with this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna min asharri an-nasi 'inda Allah manzilatan yawm al-qiyamah. Ar-rajulu yufdi ila imra'atihi wa tufdi ilayhi thumma yanshuru sirraha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the worst of people on the day of Qiyamah will be those people who become intimate with each other, and after becoming intimate with each other, they share the secrets of the bedroom with others outside. They are the worst of people.